Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 1. I'll just start wherever I just want to do this for 20, 25 minutes. Amen. Please sit. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are you in the Lord. My answer to them that examine me is this. Have we not power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister or a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only am Barnabas? Have we not power to forbear walking? Who goeth to warfare at any time at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and eateth not the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads the corn. Doth God take care for the oxen? Or saith he all together for your sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth shall plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope shall be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we reap of you carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are we not rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but we suffer and permit all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar, they are partakers with the altar? Even so, the Lord ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Verse 15. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be done unto me. But for it were better for me than to die, for me to die, than that any man should make my glory void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, then I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run, not so as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air, but I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Please pick your paper and your pen. The first thing I want to share with you very briefly, and I think there's some base to this voice, I'm sure it's but if you can fix it. The first thing I want to share with you this morning, I titled this message, Paul's Recommendation for Success in Life. Paul's Recommendation for Success in Life. Hallelujah. Now, if you... Success is as defined by God. Okay? Success is as what? Defined by God. That means that most of what the world will say to you really is not success with God. The first thing I want to share with you here is the importance or the power of understanding your calling. The importance of knowing your calling or understanding your calling. This is Paul's recommendation from this scripture. He said, am I not an apostle? Huh? He knew his calling. Femi, are you with me? He said, am I not an apostle? He said, even if I'm not an apostle to them. He said, but I'm an apostle to you. He said, you are my work in the Lord. We are not apostles on Facebook. We are not apostles on YouTube. We are apostles because we have something to show. We are not prophets because we go online and do. We are prophets because we have evidence of our work. You must know your calling. You must know that which God has assigned to you and stay there. Many go through life hoping and assume, hoping that God will understand. And God is saying, look, my recipe for success is that, number one, you must know how I have wired you. You must know what I will demand from you when you die. I was listening to what's his name? That man of God, the singer, Don Moen. He said when he was going to start his music ministry, he had many offers. And he tried to, you know, he didn't know what to do. So he went into a house, maybe upstairs or somewhere, and he started praying, asking God for direction. You can't understand your calling without coming back to the caller. There are people that are listening to so many other people and trying to understand their calling from there. You can't do that. You can't know your calling by looking at somebody else. You may appreciate the value of somebody fulfilling his calling, but you cannot know your calling by listening to another man. You know your calling by going to God. Paul said, am I not an apostle? There are people who hope that God will understand. There is something God has put upon your life. There is a mandate of heaven that God has put upon your life. And God takes his time to walk you through. He took 30 years to build a Jesus into Christ. There's no rush with God. Come on, say there's no rush. The earlier you are able to identify what it is God would like you to do, the quicker your journey becomes. Don't just be accumulating prophecy and be writing. Any prophecy that doesn't demand responsibility from you is an irresponsible prophecy. Know your calling. Part of the problems that knowing your calling or understanding your calling solves is that it solves a lot of foundational problems. Oh, come on, are you still here? Are you still here? Praise the Lord. I said, understanding your calling solves what? Foundational problems. What is foundational problems? You have this option, you have that option, you have this option. Should I go into Integrity Music? Should I go and get a job in a church as a music director? He had options. Domwe had options. And God told him to go into Integrity Music. But Integrity Music didn't even have a name then. Come on now. It didn't have a name. But there was a time in this country, any song coming out from the US, if it was not from Integrity Music, nobody's listening. Or you are not around. Maybe you are in Holland or Amsterdam or somewhere. Because Amsterdam is calling me now. Come on, say, understand your calling. Let me preach to your neighbor. Say, please understand your calling. It is for your benefit. Stop acting like you know when you don't. There are actors in church. There are people that believe that we are doing drama. Look, Time is going. Hey, tell your neighbor, time is going. He said, am I not an apostle? The fact that I was not with him when he was on earth does not reduce or put a question mark on the authenticity or the validity of my calling. I wasn't with him. I persecuted him. But by the grace of God, I am who I am. Don't let any man despise your youth. Don't let any man despise your calling. There is a mandate of heaven. Even as weak as you think you are, there is something God is saying, my daughter, this is for you. I left this pot for you. God should not be more excited than you are about this thing. That's why no matter what you do, you always find yourself gravitating towards a particular area. Do you understand what I'm saying? No matter how you die, if they say, okay, do something now. There are some people that no matter the message they are preaching, give them a microphone, they will start singing. Because you have been wired from heaven. You are just wired. There's nothing you can do. Even when you want to pray, you pray 3 hours. You say you are praying 3 hours, you sing 2 hours. Because that is your wiring. Come on, so understand your calling. It solves foundational problem. You are not trying to be an apostle today and be a prophet tomorrow. You are not trying to go to the US today and then, okay, US is not working. Let's go to Amsterdam tomorrow. You understand by virtue of the prophecy that this ministry or this assignment is located in a particular spot. When a man is fulfilling his destiny, the whole world will beat a path to where he is. Understanding your primary calling and assignment in the Lord will stop you from trying to do everything. You are not trying to be everything. You are not an evangelist today and a reverend tomorrow. You are not selling plywood today and then IT tomorrow. You understand? You are not a lawyer, engineer, doctor. And when they ask you, why are you? They say, you know, one road does not go into the market. But you can only take one at the same time, at a time, only one. If you try to take three and you successfully did, that means you are dead. You are not alive again. You try to take three and you did it. You need to check. Many have started this year again now with the same old method of running without God. Many have started this year again hoping that God will play catch up. And God is too old for all those things, so he can't be pursuing people. Settle down. Know your calling. Among so many things that you are doing, what are you required to do? Number 2. Know who you are sent to. You are not sent to everybody. Say amen. In fact, you might not be sent to your family members. There was a day Jesus was preaching. Do you know the Pharisees and the... Give me verse 2 of that scripture, 1 Corinthians 9. You know, there was a day he was preaching. Do you know that many times the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Romans, they tried to arrest him and they didn't succeed? Do you know that? But there was a day his mom came. She didn't enter. She said, go and tell him that I'm outside. The power of familiar spirits. Are you hearing me now? The mom did not try to catch him. She only said, go and tell him I'm outside. You should come and meet me here. That's power. I said that's power. You don't believe. If Jesus had a wife, that's how she will stay outside too. We have not seen him at home for 3 days. Tell him Marianne is outside. Maybe his wife is Marianne. Tell him that if he doesn't want me to come and shout in that place, he should come outside here and see me. Now, it takes a lot. You know, she's not carrying a sword. She's not carrying bazooka. You know, praise the Lord. Married men, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. So, you understand this one. Now, let me just put a caveat here. When I give this example, it doesn't mean my wife is doing it. I just, because I suspect you people think my wife is a great person. But I'm just, it doesn't mean she's not doing it. But I'm just saying that the potential, everybody has potential. You understand? Say, go and tell him that I'm here. Except if tell him his mother, Mary. So it takes, they say, man of God, your mom is outside. She's waiting for you. She said you should come, leave what you are doing. Shall I preach? She said you should leave what you are doing. Ah, Peter will say, man of God, we have to use wisdom. Let's just go and see her and settle her. You come back and preach. Let the choirs begin to sing. Let them sing, then you go and see your mom, and then you come back. If Jesus had stood up to meet his mom, did it make sense? Come on now. Did it make sense? I'm not sent to you. This message is not for you. You notice I didn't come to our village to preach the message. I stayed here. The day you, all this issue now is because you left the village and you came here. If you stayed in the village, I won't be having this embarrassment. I mean, can you imagine that the person trying to embarrass him is his mom? And it is not just the mom, the woman to whom the angel said. Most times it is people that understand your prophecy that will be telling you the story of your life. Or you don't know. I knew when you gave your life to Christ in this church, you were standing there. It was the same day I was being ordained as an assistant pastor. The same problem they had. People that were ordained as full pastors in Redeem, the same day Pastor Adeboye was being baptized in water. You don't understand. You don't understand. The day they recognized him as a real Christian was the same day the GO was ordaining people as, okay, Pastor Kenny, from today it's no more Brother Kenny, it's Pastor Kenny. And then say, water baptism, let's go there. Many have tried wasting their time trying to impress people they are not sent to. They spend 5 years trying to reason with people. Listen to me, no matter what I do, listen to me, no matter what I do in this church, there are some people that they just love me. It's not even about my message. They just love me. Is it Pastor Gwenga? Let's go. If we don't preach, we'll sing. If we don't sing, we'll gist. They don't care. They say they saw me somewhere, he's drinking good. As they say, don't worry, we'll sort it out. They just love me. I've never taken beer in my life. Don't worry. I'm just telling you. I said that there are some people that no matter what you do, they just love you. They show up simply because they just love you. There are some other people, they don't even care. They are circumstantial members. Do you know circumstantial members? It's convenient for them. That's why they are coming. And in your prophecy, you will meet people like that. Some people don't really badu you like that. It's just that occasion has brought them around you. Not those you are sent to. Reverend Mike Mudor preached a message and somebody sent him in those days of letters. You have a mailbox in front of your house. He said, I listened to your message. Your message was not in context with the scripture you quoted. You are a failure. You have no Bible school experience. You shouldn't be preaching. You are deceiving people. You are a fraudster. He wrote so many things. He said while he was reading, he didn't know when tears. You know, when a lady is telling you that I'm walking away from all the troubles in my life, I'm walking away. And here you are boasting yesterday and telling David that, that babe, her name is Juliet, oh. Man. You need to see her. Only for Juliet to use letter to sack you. She didn't even give you the dignity of a meeting. Juliet just said, I found one guy. His name is Pastor Gwenga. I think my destiny is there. I mean, like, Pastor, Yoruba boy? What? Meanwhile, David is coming to meet Juliet. He wants to brag. He wants to use Juliet
to brag with in front of David. Meanwhile, Juliet has written a letter. He said he was reading the letter and tears came to his eyes. Then he looked inside the box. He found another letter. He picked that one. This is the one that will put the coffin. Because they are writing letters now. Then he opened the letter. Dear Reverend, I listened to your message. My God, I was so blessed. I was so transformed. My God, I'm so glad I tuned the TV at that time when I watched. I'm so blessed. Thank you, sir. We would love to be partners with your ministry. And then God said, young man, you are sent to this one. You are not sent. Tear this other letter now. Come on, say tear it. If you have to go over the wall many times to secure somebody's friendship, check it. If you always have to go the extra mile, you are always the one having to go the extra mile. My brother, I'm not sent to you. I'm not sent to you. Paul is saying, do you want to succeed in life? You must understand your calling. You must know those you are sent to. It simplifies your life. Let me give you one more. Oh, let me just read that verse. Okay, well, if I'm not an apostle to them, yet doubtless I'm an apostle to you. For the seal of my apostleship are you. That means when they question my apostleship, all I will do is bring out the people that I'm pastoring. And I will say, how many of you can hear God clearly here? How many of you did not used to hear God this clearly before you came? I will use by my work to answer my opposition. I know what it means. I know what it means to wake up in the morning and not to be sure if I am doing the right thing. You may be doing something that is nice, but are you doing the right thing? When I lost my dad, I knew that I didn't have too much opportunity to gamble. So I needed to get it right. My decision to be very strong in the ability to hear God didn't come out of pleasure. It came out of knowing I didn't have too many options for mistake. Oh, are you still here? So the way you see some of you are very convenient. That's why it seems that you don't know. God can take you from the dunghill if you have an hearing here and he will walk you through it. People will still be waiting, dancing, hoping. And Paul is saying, look at it. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, he said, I, Paul, an apostle, I'm called of the Lord as a servant of the Lord. Sent unto, this letter is written to the church of, he knew the people he was sent to, he knew his calling. And number 3, verse 3, give me verse 3. I hope you are paying attention. Because some of you are, give me verse 3. Some of us are making the mistake of, if we just spent 30% of our labor, of our effort, without all these distractions, you will get better results. But you spend 30% trying to do what God wants you to do, you spend 70% wasting your time with fighting those you have no business answering. My answer to them that examine me is this. Point 3. Number 1, understand your calling. Number 2, understand who you are sent to. Number 3, make provision for those who seek to frustrate you. That's the third point. Make provision for who? Those who seek to frustrate you. There are those who will judge your every move and decisions that you make. Make allowance for them so that you don't lose your balance. You already know in the office that this person doesn't like you. Make allowance. There are people that ask you, what do you think? So that they can catch you in your words. Make allowance for them. There are people that can't stand the fact that you are pretty. They can't stand it. They are even without makeup. People are greeting you and greeting you, asking for a number. They can't stand. Some people can't imagine. Some people are just, they are by nature. That is the anointing they have, to be jealous. Some people are just like that. Make allowance for them. Don't go into unnecessary battles. Choose your battles carefully. Don't go into a battle to, you want to win a battle and win the war. Make provision. Come on, tell anyone, make provision. Make allowance. Be smart. Paul said, I have answer for those who are trying to examine me. I make allowance for them. I don't. It's not everybody that deserves a response. If you're in a relationship and the guy is acting crazy, you know, because guys act crazy a lot of times. They just want to show that they are in charge. MJ, they just want to show that they are in charge. Men like to be in charge. Women like to manipulate. Hey. It's a gift. It's not your fault. You are born like that. You learned it from your mother. Where are you going? I'm going to make my hair. Why didn't you tell me? It's just air now. How many hours are you spending there? Because the last time we checked, you people gossip before you actually start making the air. Men like to prove that they're in charge. So the women too now devise their own way of manipulating. Make allowance. You are burning so much energy trying to answer people you are not sent to. You are burning energy trying to answer your mother-in-law. Let her daughter answer her. You don't have business with your mother-in-law. If you want to give something to your parents, give them. If you want to, if you are not at home, and then your wife's mom comes around, and you are not at home, huh? Then your mom says, let's do ABC or XYZ. Then your wife knows that decision is beyond her. She said, let's wait for my husband. Standard answer. Because if she opposes your mother-in-law, that quarrel. One woman said, my mother-in-law is a witch. The mother-in-law said, no problem. When you raise 4 sons and they grow up, if you are not twice the witch that I am, I will apologize to you. You think any mother went that far for any child, for one small girl with stiletto and to come and be... excuse me. You are a wife, I'm his mom. Make allowance. Tell your neighbor, make allowance. Some battles are unnecessary. Make allowance. That woman has been in his life for 30-something years. He just came, you are wearing makeup. You think... Even me, I will not allow you. You can't pray away these kind of people. They will always be there. There are people that don't know why they hate you. Allow me. They look at me. There are people that don't know why they hate you. They just hate you. They just don't like you. You may want to, you may be bleaching and doing everything. Then you see Allah, you now realize that you didn't need to bleach. Unfortunately, it's too late. Because now we don't even know your complexion anymore. So some people hate you, but you will never know the real reason. They just don't like the way you are confident. So make allowance for them. Make up your mind. Anytime this brother is talking to you, he's always looking for how to shame you. So make allowance for him. So when you see him, say, David, bless you. You are blessed. You look wonderful. God bless you. I see something great happening to you. You are not even letting him land. You are blessing him. So pocket your witchcraft. Go and give it your... Number 4. Read verse 4. Let's read verse 4. Let me just do this and I'm done. Have we not power to what? Hey, to eat and what? That drink, is it water? Religious people, talk to me. Is this water? What is it? Wine. Wine. Igbokwenu. Is it wine? You better not talk you. Is it wine? Okay, let's assume it's water. Give me the next verse. Many people don't like, you are not honest. Verse 5. Have we not power to what? What does that mean? Do I not have power to tell a sister, while I was praying last night, 3 times, the Lord revealed to me that you are my wife. There's a particular brother, while I was getting ready this morning, I remembered him on campus, very spiritual brother. He will never preach a message without speaking against earring and scarf. But he kept seeing visions for ladies like Olamide and Loretta. He keeps, you know, does all these nice looking people that take care of themselves. He will always be seeing visions. Sister Bimbo, all those people with nice names on the altar. But he will be preaching against, and one day I called him, I said, man of God, why are you always preaching against people that are wearing earrings and are very beautiful in the house of God? Don't you know there are brothers that will be seeing them, and because of them will be coming to church? Why are you proposing to so-so sister? He said, you know, I just believe that there's something God wants to do. I said, there is nothing God wants to do. Go and find your type. Like that other sister that does shuku, and every time she's leading prayer, we are all forced to close our eyes because we don't want to look at what is on the altar. She uses shuku. She does shuku, and she uses pomade. And I remember a day she said to me, I sense that in the future, you are going to be a man of God, and people begin to call you daddy. And your wife, you need to tell your wife to that in public she must call you daddy. I said, it's not only daddy, zaddy. It's not only daddy. It's even zaddy. Who is your zaddy? I'm a pastor. I'm not a zaddy. They are laughing because they understand. All of you that are not laughing, you are lying. What is the point I'm trying to share with you? In this point, verse 4 and 5, Paul said for us to be successful, we must understand the power to refrain from pleasure. Some things are not really iniquity. They are not sin in themselves. But Paul says what? Do I not have the power? He said, but I refrain from it. People are arguing, we are fasting 30 days as a couple. You are not serious. You are not serious. You didn't see that thing online. You people are not on Facebook. Say when you are fasting as a couple for 30 days, the pastor says nothing should happen. I say, why is it now that God wants to remember you? That you have chosen to do this to yourself. You were not married for 30 years. How did you survive? Oh, Yoshe. Huh? I don't know how to interpret that one. How are you surviving? Since you gave your life to Christ 3 years ago, how are you surviving? It is now this 30 days fasting that wants to kill, that wants to bust your head. People are not serious, Uncle Tio. People are not serious. He said, do I not have power to lead about a sister? Do you think it's only Peter? Look, I am a professor of law. When we were in law school, we have our colleagues like that we used to read together. Ifoma is there. There's that one in my primary school, Ijeoma. She always used to wear glasses then. I know then wearing glasses was like a trend. It's as if when you wear glasses, you are destined to make it. My time is up. Ijeoma. I know I saw that, I won't call you, so I won't go and be tagging somebody. Ijeoma. Do I not have power to lead about a sister? If you go to ABU Zaria, you will know that there are sisters. I'm not joking. You can lose your calling in ABU Zaria. Spiritual people. Spiritual people, though, as you are throwing the revelation, they are catching it. But Paul said, if I want to be successful, I must learn how to what? Refrain from pleasure. A man who loves pleasure cannot end well with God. So the question here, I'm going to stop here. I still have about 3 points. These are not things you need to pray about. I've just read it to you. It's in the Bible. Go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 9. But if you pay attention to these words, if you give attention, you hearken to them. You're profiting with what? It will appear to all. Refrain from pleasure. It may not be a sin. It may not be evil. But is this the time? Is this the time? You that struggle to pray in the morning, in the afternoon, you are trying to convince yourself you will pray in the night. How? Where? Refrain from pleasure. There are these little things. When you add them to your life, you add them to your destiny, people begin to wonder why you are not attending every meeting. Because it will reduce the meeting you are attending. If I go to a meeting now and somebody sees me and says, Pastor, I would like to see you, I will tell you, you don't want to see me. Because you didn't know I was coming. It just happened that you saw me here, and then your renegade pastor doesn't have your time, and you want to talk to me, and I am not available. I'm on my way out. I'm not a circumstantial civil servant. I'm not an accidental civil servant. You know where to find me? Maryland. People don't listen. Somebody sent me a message. I've been sending messages to different men of God, servants of God. Nobody answers me except you. I say, I don't even know who you are. Say, I would like to be my father in the Lord. I say, I don't give applications for spiritual fatherhood on Twitter. It's not online. Refrain. It's good to have many sons and daughters in the Lord, but this nuclear family, two or three is okay. Come on, say, my eyes are open. What's the first point? Understand your calling, understand your assignment. Let it be clear in your spirit so that you don't jump from calling to calling, from business to business, office to office. Let what God is saying to you part time be clear. Number two, I didn't hear you. Know those you are sent to. If you are called as a fashion designer and you make me your number one customer, you will not sell. That's the truth. You will not say. It was Facebook that reminded me that some of the clothes I'm wearing now, they're actually 5-6 years old. I didn't know. That's why it's good to take pictures. Facebook will say 6 years ago. You will see the clothes I wanted to wear last Sunday, I wore it 3 years ago. It was Facebook. I said, no, it won't be good. It's like deja vu. You've done something before. You want same Sunday. I said, no, let's look for something else. Number three, make provision, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. Jesus, we have the Pharisees disturbing him. He can't bind them. He can't cast them out. He will be raising the dead, but Pharisee will stay on his neck. There are some things that are bindable and there are some things that are not bindable. Some things are castable. Some things are not castable. Number four. Understand the power of what? To refrain from pleasure. It may not be a sin, but this may not be the time. Bow your heads. Pray for yourself in 1 minute. Use those 4 points to pray for yourself.